Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today as we are continuing on with a few thoughts on Psalm 23, that third verse, He restoreth my soul, and He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise God. And as I shared, we, every one of us, are on a journey from here to eternity. At some point in our life, God intersected or met with us, and we had the revelation of who Jesus Christ really was. And that may have been even after we may have spent years in church. And in my case, for example, left worshiping God, left worshiping church, and had a personal experience with Jesus, where I understood that He really, what salvation, it wasn't just, you know, joining a church, it wasn't attending church every Sunday. It was a meaningful and significant relationship with God through Jesus Christ, His Son, through His shed atoning blood that gave purpose and meaning and understanding and revelation. It was that born-again experience, becoming a new creature in Jesus. And that beautiful Psalm 23, speaks of God's comfort in our lives, His care and His concern. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And I was, as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, was sharing a few scriptures about the Lord's restoring us. For example, Isaiah 57 and 18, I've seen His ways and I will heal him. I will lead him also, what, in the way of righteousness, amen, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. And then in Ruth, that fourth chapter, verse 15, of course we understand Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, is a type of Jesus Christ, and they were addressing Naomi, and it is said after she gave birth to, married Boaz, gave birth to a son, they declared, "He shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age." And of course, we know that while natural loved ones can do that, it is really the Lord who restores us. Psalm 19 and 7 says, the New American Standard, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul." Amen. And as I was looking, as I was preparing to come onto this broadcast, it says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And as we hear those familiar words, the last verse 6 of that psalm, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Wouldn't it be better, I mean, in our thought process, to have goodness and mercy precede us? Well, no, David was quite correct under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to say that goodness and mercy would follow. And we, of course, that's the ultimate destination, dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. But it's not until we go through the trials and battles, through the troubles, the tribulations that we face in this life. Sometimes we do not have understanding at all of why we're going through such things, but we know that God has a purpose in that, and we can rely on that promise that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And in just in a moment of revelation and understanding, I thought, oh, that's why David said goodness and mercy follows, because sometimes it's not until we go through the valley, not until we go through the fiery trial, that we understand it really was the Lord's goodness and mercy as we look back, while not having understanding at the time. That, beloved, is where faith comes in, and that's where you may be right now, and I just encourage you to trust God. Let me just stop and pray. Father, you see those who are going through a difficult time right now. Lord, they're needing direction, they're needing answers, they're needing guidance. And Father, we thank you that it is, you know, a man might consider the way he wants to go, but it is your plan, your perfect plan for our lives that will bring the greatest blessing. And Lord, I've known in my own life, there were times in my personal life and in the lives of loved ones that there was a point of decision, and it was critically important that our life's destiny was connected with the choice that we would make. And Lord, so it's a fearful thing. Many of us, Lord, have missed and have not made the right choice at times. But Lord, I'm asking for everyone right now who's leaning on you, who needs your direction and help. Lord, lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Help them to make the right choice. Lord, some of the decisions we face are somewhat trivial. They impact our lives, but they're not life-changing, while as some of the decisions we have to make are. And there are some listening to me that are life-impacting. You're considering moving, and that's one of the major decisions, moving out of the state that you're in. And so, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for divine wisdom, and that you will guide them and lead them in the paths of righteousness, so that they will be able to say, as David, surely goodness and mercy has followed me through my life, all the days of my life. We'll continue to do that until I reach the house of the Lord, where we will dwell together forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I've been being led by the Holy Spirit, but I've promised to share testimonies, and I've done very little of that. I just want to share one from a dear sister writing from Oakland, and she says, "Dear Sister Judith, I just want to update you on what is happening and give God the glory. Recently, in all the pressures and battles I've been experiencing, the Lord is giving victory. I've had a greater peace, and the Lord is working out the problems. Praise the Lord. A few days ago, I picked up a very helpful page of remedies you gave some time ago. And as I've shared, I frequently do that in our monthly mailings, or always with someone when they write in the letter of response and answer, I always include something. And it, she goes on to say, I gave scriptural references for the entire page. I looked up some of these and was so blessed and strengthened. I've tried to spend more time in prayer, as the needs are so great and the Lord has blessed. I've been able to give my burdens to the Lord, praise God, and have greater peace. Is that not a blessing? I don't know about you, beloved. Thank God for his peace. Thank you for all your prayers. I've been doing better physically too. Sister Judith, I pray the Lord will give you strength and help you in every way and supply all of your needs. Love, a sister writing from Oakland. And in the time that remains, I just want to share something, because some of you know that you need to spend time with the Lord and read his word, but to be honest, reading your Bible has been pretty dry lately. Well, be encouraged. I want to read you a little story about the old wicker basket. This is one of the inserts we have mailed out some time ago. The story is told of an old man who lived on a farm in the mountains of eastern Kentucky with his young grandson. Each morning, Grandpa was up early, sitting at the kitchen table, reading from his old, worn-out Bible. His young grandson, who wanted to be just like him, tried to imitate him in any way he could. One day, the grandson asked, "Papa, I try to read the Bible just like you, but I don't understand it. And what I do understand, I forget as soon as I close the book. What good does reading the Bible do?" The grandfather quietly turned from putting coal in the stove and said, "Take this old wicker coal basket down to the river and bring back a basket of water." The boy did as he was told, even though all the water leaked out before he could get back to the house. The grandfather laughed and said, "You'll have to move a little faster next time," and sent him back to the river to try again. This time, the boy ran faster, but again the old wicker basket was empty before he returned home. Out of breath, he told his grandfather that it was impossible to carry water in a basket, and he went to get a bucket instead. The old man said, "I don't want a bucket of water. I want a basket of water." "You can do this. You're just not trying hard enough." And he went out the door to watch the boy try again. At this point, the boy knew it was impossible, but he wanted to show Grandfather that even if he ran as fast as he could, the water would leak out before he got far at all. The boy scooped up the water and ran hard, but when he reached his grandfather, the basket was empty again. Out of breath, he said, "See, Papa, it's useless." Then the boy looked at the basket, and for the first time, he realized that the basket looked different. Remember, it had been used to carry coal. Instead of a dirty old wicker coal basket, it was clean. Grandfather said, "Son, that's what happens when you read the Bible. You might not understand or remember everything, but when you read it, it will change you from the inside out." Praise God. So what's the moral of the wicker basket story? Beloved, take time to read a portion of God's word each day, and it will affect you for good, even if you don't retain a word. God is not as concerned about your brain as he is your heart. Amen. And remember, beloved, that he is the restorer of your soul, and he's leading you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. As you spend time with him and in the word of God, you will be transformed. Your soul will be restored. Praise God. I love you, and I thank you for joining me this week. And maybe, Lord willing, we'll see how the Lord directs. We will share more testimonies next week. Just pray that the Lord will guide me to bring whatever will be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. I love you, and I pray for you every day. UCM partners, I thank you for your prayers and your financial help. And my radio family, I pray for you every day. And if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, I invite you to write, because he has a reason and he has a purpose for doing that. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.